I'm podcasting in my pyjamas today and a little later than normal. On a Tuesday, I started going to a yoga class. I've been going for a few weeks now. And whilst I think that the yoga has certainly helped in terms of energy later on in the week, and it's been quite a catalyst, I think, actually, for other changes in my life, I am usually after the class quite exhausted and I tend to go back to bed for a while. And today I've been sitting around and been kind to myself since I woke up, drinking tea and watching telly and thinking. But I did want to record a podcast, so here I am in my pyjamas in my studio to say a few words. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. It's Tuesday the 15th of September, and this, I think, is my 38th Audio Boo micro podcast. Today I just wanted to kind of put a bit of a thought out there about how we get ideas. For the longest time, I think I've sort of always waited for inspiration. But more recently, especially as I've been working full-time as an artist, I don't think I can afford to wait for inspiration. I kind of have to seize the moment, seize the day, and do something. And this kind of links up with my three things to do list, which I've been evangelising about over the last few podcasts and in my blog. I've discovered that if I write something down that I'm going to do on this list, it's kind of a magic list, I do it. And that's the same if I write something down not knowing how I'm going to do it. It still seems to happen. So if I write a blog post or record a podcast without knowing what it's going to be about, because I've committed myself to doing it, I find I have to find a way of doing it. I have to have an idea. And so far, touch wood, the ideas seem to come. And this feels like a little bit of a revelation to me. This idea that I don't need to wait around, I just need to do. So that's a good thing. So I wanted to put that out. And I'd be very pleased to hear thoughts and comments in response to that. I mean, I'd be interested to know how you get ideas, and whether you just wait for them, or whether you wait for inspiration, or whether you, just make yourself do something. I'd be interested to hear. And I suppose also, interestingly, if you do make yourself do something, and I think sometimes when I've done that in the past, not necessarily what I do might not be very good, but it's still done, and I think that's probably quite important with this idea of keeping things going, this idea of momentum, which I was talking about on Thursday. Anyway, I'm waffling now, so I'll stop. I'm going to have a bit more of a rest. I just wanted a little bit of an aside, actually. On Sunday, again, I wrote my three things on my to-do list, and I didn't do any of them. I did a lot of other things instead. I made soup, and I actually read a couple of blog posts, which I hadn't written down on my list to do. And I did lots of cleaning as well, but because I didn't touch any of the things on my to-do list, I felt not very happy. So I've realised that I need to stick to what I want to do. I could have written to-do list with the things I actually did do, or I could have stuck to the things on the list that I wanted to do. But kind of, I've discovered that even doing what I'm not intending to do doesn't make you very happy. So there we are. Just a little thought, a little aside. Okay, I'm going to drink my coffee, and again, I'd be very pleased to hear your thoughts. If you go to my website, www.michaelnobbs.com/contact, you can send me an email, or of course you can message me on Twitter. I'm Michael Nobbs on Twitter. Okay, thanks for listening, and I shall be back with another podcast on Thursday. Bye-bye.